The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. Thanks for joining me. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Columbus, Ohio. The crew won last night, which in a very exciting fashion, with just about 2 minutes left in stoppage time. Today we're going to listen to some of the interviews that I have done as I've traveled around the country, interviews that I call Teeth Across America, and I think they're very interesting. The topics kind of vary, and the what I find interesting is that the people come from all walks of life, and so it gives us a little bit of an insight as to what people are thinking about their teeth and about dental health in general. And some things that, they bring up that I might not have even thought myself to ask or to make a comment about. Before we hear the first one, I'd like to mention that our golf outing is coming up. It's getting closer and closer. Our golf outing is August 15th, which is, I guess, just about 3 weeks from now. It's on a Saturday. Registration begins at 11:30. I think we start golfing at noon. And it's the Broadview Golf Course on Headley Mill Road in Pataskala. We raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. And we do it in the name of our patient, Libby Turner, who happens to be a person that has Down Syndrome, but's a wonderful person. She's an adult, and I like the fact that we're supporting Libby because a lot of folks get behind causes because it affects children. Of course, Libby's had this since she was born, but once a person gets a little bit up in years, it seems like there's no support for them anymore. The adults, I believe, just kind of get left behind. Not that she's not being taken care of properly, but I think you know what I mean. I do want to thank some of the sponsors, and so we spent a lot of time getting sponsors to donate great prizes, and I think that it should help people in wanting to sign up for the outing. By the way, it's $45 a person. That's 18 holes of golf. It's two drink tickets. It's lunch. It's a great time. I golfed last weekend a couple times and spent about $45 with just the golf. Didn't include food or drink or prizes, and the prizes are great. Polaris Lifestyle Family Fitness has donated 1 6-month membership. Polaris Magic Mountain. A family package including pizza and drinks, 6 Columbus crew tickets from the crew, 2 tickets to the Easton Funny Bone Comedy Club, 2 spa packages, the Ultimate and the Night Out from C.O. Bigelow. And there are more prizes, more things that we have, overnight stays at the Hocking Hills Lodge, different hotel stays. That part, we're in good shape. There's a good chance if you come and participate, you're going to walk away with a prize that's bigger than, or the cost is more than what you paid to golf. I do believe those are going to be given away in a raffle, so I think there will be a little bit of an extra expense to get some of those prizes. All right, so this first interview that we're going to listen to is one that I did in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And let's listen in, I think. We'll just go right to it. All right, so I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I'm traveling, and I'm in West Lafayette, Indiana, and I stopped by UV Nails, which is a manicurist salon. And one of the people that will do your nails is...
Victoria Ryan.
Victoria, and Victoria has a friend with her, and her friend is...
Edward Scott.
Edward, okay. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for talking to me today. And, Edward, before we went on the air, you were telling me something about your teeth.
Oh, just about how nervous I am to go to the dentist. And I was wondering, how would I be more comfortable? What way can I get over some of the fears that I need to when I come to a dentist's office?
Okay, that's a very, very good question. And I'll tell you what I do at my office, and I'm sure they have that here in West Lafayette, is search for a dentist who offers IV sedation and or conscious sedation. Okay, now, let me tell you the difference. One's heavier than the other. You're not being put to sleep. You're just getting relaxed. So I have people, I do so many people like you, you'd be amazed. It's what I do is I have them come, let's say you're doing oral sedation, and I, he's nodding his head, by the way.
Yep.
And so it's not just all me. I don't think I fake this, right?
It's not fake.
And so what I do is I have people come in a half hour before their appointment, and I give them some pills to swallow. It's a mixture of some pain medicine, sedative, something like Valium, something for nausea, because sometimes you get nauseous if you take these drugs. And then within about 15 minutes, we have you come back to the treatment room, and we start laughing gas, okay? So within 30 minutes of when you walked in the door, you're pretty much in la-la land, and you don't really care. So even people that come in tears, and I have this last week alone, in 3 days, I had 5 people that couldn't hold back the tears from being so afraid. They just kept, the tears just kept dripping out of the corners of their eyes. So
I don't mean to laugh, but that's kind of hilarious. But
well, I don't expect you. You're a big, strong guy, but you have those same feelings inside, and obviously these were women. But there are a lot of people out there like that. Now, what you might need to do is get on the Dental Board website, the Indiana Dental Board, and look for people that are certified to do this, okay? Because it's not any office out there. They're kind of few and far between, but they're there. And so, for instance, in Ohio, my permit to do this is number 28 in the state of Ohio, and I'm not that old, right?
Right.
Wait a minute, say that louder.
Right.
And
he didn't pay me.
And so that would be one way. Now, what you could do is take what I just said and listen to this podcast someday, and like I said, like you said, you're kind of an IT guy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you understand computers. You'll be able to listen to the podcast. Just so you know, it's also available on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. So you can search for this episode and kind of make notes, and then you can, like, call up a dentist and say, hey, can you do this kind of sedation? This is, it's conscious sedation. It's, you know, so on and so forth. And see. And then if you're having trouble finding somebody, or you just want some more questions answered, you'll have my card. I'll give you a card. I think I gave Victoria one. And you can call. Go ahead.
One more question, doctor. Is there an increase in conscious sedation other than the laughing gas of being put to sleep? Do people prefer to be conscious more nowadays?
There is a kind of a fear of being put to sleep, but let me just say that what it really comes down to is you can't go very many places and have regular dental care while you're asleep. Think about that.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's usually in a hospital setting. Or you go to an oral surgeon, what do? Pull teeth, right?
Right, they pull them in. You're woke.
Yeah. So if you want fillings, if you want veneers, if you just want your teeth clean, and I have one patient who has me do intravenous sedation for every appointment she has, including her cleanings.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know, doctor.
Yeah, so it's out there. You can find the help. Now, let me just see here. We want to talk, and you don't have any more questions, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. So do you have a name of a business you'd like to have out on the air?
Well, it's called Great Scott Computers, and you can call me at 1-765-838-1545. I build and repair PCs, and also I do websites and all sorts of repair.
Do you have a website if somebody wanted to go to your website? Give me that address.
I don't currently have a website right now, but you can leave me an email at victorythisyear@yahoo.com.
Great. Okay, thanks so much for talking to me. All right, so thanks, Edward, for that interview, and we're standing here next to actually a very pretty girl named Victoria. She already gave us her name earlier, and I'm assuming that, smile for me. She's got this pretty smile. I'm assuming that's what attracted you to her, possibly?
Without a doubt.
And so, Victoria, tell me about your dental care. Do you go often? Do you make it a priority, or do you feel like it's an attribute?
Well, I try to make it a priority. It's important to take care of your teeth because you need them in the future. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, the future, meaning you want to have your teeth when you're in ripe old age.
Yes, you don't want to have to get dentures or anything.
And do you think that you'll have to get dentures?
Well, no, not right now. I'm hoping in the far future that I wouldn't as well.
Okay, the reason I ask you that is
Talk
because these days nobody should wind up needing dentures. So you should go about your life with that idea. Take good care of them. Do you go to a dentist on a somewhat regular basis?
No.
Remember, it's radio. You have to answer. Just kind of shitting on your head's not going to help.
Okay. No, I don't go to the dentist regularly now because I don't have insurance, but hopefully I'll be able to find an affordable dentist that I'll be able to go to.
Okay, and this is why we do these interviews, because you have a very pretty smile, and I think you would want to keep it that way. And I've done some math, and if you were to come to my office, and I know you're not because I'm in Ohio and you're in Indiana, but I'm just going to use my numbers. I figured out once that if a person came to me, they don't have insurance, and they said, I'm going to set aside some money for my dental care, and they put some money in an envelope every month, and you had two checkups a year, two cleanings a year, and x-rays every third time, which is every 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
It would cost about, I'm thinking it was something like $29 a month.
That's not bad at all, actually.
You didn't realize that, did you?
Oh. Honestly, I didn't.
So see, if you take 29 times 12, and I'm not a whiz, so let me just say, well, 30 times 12 is $360, right?
Correct.
Okay, a cleaning, I believe, is about 89, so two of those would be about 188.
Okay.
And a couple exams, which I'm trying to remember what my fees are, but it must be in the, you know, $80 range, would be another 160. So there you go. It's about $29, $30 a month.
Okay, that's not bad. I'll actually have to find someone around here in this area that has those estimates.
Right. So what you do is start setting money aside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you'll get to a point where you'll have, maybe if you put this $29, $30 in an envelope every month for the next 6 months, you call up a dentist, maybe call them now and make an appointment and say how much for a cleaning, for x-rays, and an exam.
Correct.
They'll give you a number.
Thank you.
And then you'll go ahead and... no, that's fine. And then you'll go ahead and you'll set that aside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to think that maybe I've helped you keep your teeth for a lifetime by just having this little conversation.
Yes, actually you did. You did help me with the good information.
Now, I want to say one other thing. I want you to... Because I hear this every day, and people say, well, I don't go to the dentist because I don't have insurance. Now, we've already talked about how you can afford it even without insurance. But the people that don't have it seem to spend most of their time lamenting the fact that they don't have it and that other people do. And here's the thing. Do you know how much insurance pays in 1 year's time for you, if you had it?
No, I don't.
Edward, do you?
About $200.
Actually, it's called a yearly maximum, and it's $1,000. Now, that may sound like a lot, but what if I told you that the $1,000 that people are offered today is no different than what they were offered in 1960?
That's amazing.
What do you think?
That's shocking.
Yeah, see, 1960 is when dental insurance started. And in 1960, you could buy a car for $2,400. You could buy a house for $12,600. He's making a face.
Wow.
Okay, and yet they gave people $1,000. Now, in 2009, the insurance companies are still providing the same $1,000. Oh, and by the way, a crown, a cap, in 1960 cost, on average, by ADA statistics, $48.
Wow.
And a crown today cost, anybody know? Any guesses?
I would guess probably $350.
Okay. And Victoria guessed?
$200.
Okay. A crown today costs, on average, I'm going to say around $1,000, somewhere between $900 and $1,100, okay? So in 1960, you could get a crown done, you could get 48 crowns done with your dental insurance. In 2009, you can't even get one done.
Well, I know it's inflation with prices and taxes and stuff, but why so much in the health sector?
Oh, well, see, dentistry, you're lumping dentistry in with medicine. You're talking about how, like, hospital bills will go up by 300% in 2 years or something. Dentistry hasn't done that. If you do the math, you'll find that dentistry has only gone up by about the cost of living, like the 3% a year or something. So if you took my fee, and let's say I charge $1,000 for something, and you went for the last 49 years and subtracted 3%, 3%, 3%, 3%.
Okay, well, that makes sense when you do the math, but do you think that you'll offer in Ohio more reasonable dental, affordable dentistry for folks, or do you have to, because of the way the economy is, keep it the same as all the other dentists?
I think it pretty much is the same. It varies a little bit by the cost of living in the area that you're in. So, for example, things would be a lot more expensive in New York City than Columbus, Ohio, or West Lafayette, Indiana, you know?
Okay.
But
I understand.
Yeah, but see, we have lab bills, we have supplies, and just because we're in Columbus, they don't charge us less for our cotton rolls and our anesthetic and our needles and all that. They charge us the same as the people in New York City. So that's why the fees pretty much are the same. And one more thing, and that is, I know that you had mentioned something about your teeth, Edward, and I don't know that we talked about it, so give me just a second, and then we're gonna ask you that.
Okay, sure.
All right, so I thought that was interesting, and people have a lot of good insight and certainly a lot of good questions. And I, in fact, Edward had another question, and before we go to break, we're going to listen into to that. So here we go. So we're talking a little more to Edward, because one of the things he said to me was, in fact, instead of me trying to remember what he said, let me just ask him to say it again. You mentioned your teeth when we first started talking. What did you say?
I was just thinking that maybe it'll be something minor.
Something about braces.
Right, the braces thing. I'm sorry. I need braces, but I'm thinking that it'll be more than needing braces because of an overbite that I have.
Okay, smile. Close your teeth. Okay, what you have is called an anterior open bite, not overbite.
Okay.
Open bite means when you bite down, your front teeth don't touch.
Okay.
Kind of looks like when you're a kid, you might have sucked your thumb.
No, I,
Suck somebody else's thumb?
I used to play rough, I got them knocked out.
You wouldn't happen to suck her toes or anything, would you?
Oh!
I
can't disclose that.
Okay, and we're at a pedicure place, so I bet you they're gorgeous.
Oh, they're beautiful.
In fact, she has the sandals to show them off. Okay, so what I'm going to explain to my listeners what I'm seeing. So, when Edward bites down, he only has a couple teeth on the either side that actually touch. None of the front teeth touch. And he actually has about enough room for, if we do measurements, about half the height of a bottom tooth, right?
All right, exactly.
Okay, so you do need braces. There is a way for you to do that without braces. And the question, though, was, do I need more than braces? And the answer is probably not I'm sorry, let me take that back. You might need some kind of what's called orthognathic surgery. And that's where an oral surgeon would go in conjunction with the orthodontist. And they might do a little bit of surgery to kind of align the bones a little better so that the orthodontist has an easier time to do the work that he's going to do.
How painful would that be?
You'd be asleep.
Okay, and what's the recovery time?
Okay, you know there is going to be some discomfort. I was kind of being funny. He didn't laugh, so apparently didn't get it. He didn't get it. But during the procedure, you wouldn't feel a thing.
Okay, all right.
And then afterwards, yes, there is some recovery time. And let me just say that orthognathic surgery, when it's done, afterwards there's very little pain. And the reason is to do it, they actually have to cut the nerves. Now, they grow back, but they actually have to cut them. So you have swelling and all that, but you don't have a lot of discomfort.
Okay, and do you know the price, around the price, almost, what that would be?
No, I don't, and maybe I should, but since I'm not a oral surgeon, I don't do the procedure. But I'll tell you what, on that card, if you want me to find out for you, I'll be happy. You can either call the show, 821-1230, it's the area code 614. Okay. You can send an email to either dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or on the other side of the card is information to contact my office staff and just say, hey, I talked to Dr. Kavitko when he was in West Lafayette. He said he'd get me some information and you can ask them.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. It was very nice to meet you. Both of you have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dentally Speaking, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Dr. Kavitko. I'm a general dentist here in Columbus, Ohio. If you have a question, would like us to answer your question on the air, please call 821-1230. Or you can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter by typing in www.twitter.com/Dr. Kavitko with no period after the R. Okay, we're going to continue our Teeth Across America interviews, and so let's listen in. Well, I'm at Denison University in Granville, Ohio. I'm at a cheerleading camp, and right now the teams are going through a routine. I think they're going to take a break here soon, and once they do, I'm going to interview some of the girls and ask them some questions about their teeth, their smile, and all of that kind of stuff here, so that we can find out what cheerleaders think of good dental health, smiling, whether It's important to have a great smile, all of that. Okay, so I'm talking to the Ashland Varsity and Junior Varsity cheerleading squad, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I have some questions. These are all dental questions, as you can imagine. Anybody can answer. We just have to make sure you can hear. What does a person's smile say about them? Who wants to answer that?
I think somebody's smile just truly lights up their face and makes them more personable.
That's good. Anybody else? Nobody? Okay. Yeah, that's okay. How about this? How important is it that a boy has nice teeth if you're thinking about dating him?
I think that a guy has to have a very nice smile, because if he doesn't, then normally a girl wouldn't approach him, and then when he'd open his mouth, he'd walk away.
I think you're right. Now, what about, do you think that you would have gotten a spot on this squad if you had snaggle teeth yourself?
I think so, as long as your emotions are good, you know, and you smile even though you have a weird tooth. I mean...
Okay, I don't mean one weird tooth, I mean like rotten teeth.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Probably not, because if you had rotten teeth, you wouldn't want to go out there and be confident in your smile. You'd want to keep your mouth shut, and they're looking for a good smile, so you want to have good teeth to show off to people.
Right, so it's a big part of being confident, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. How about, do you guys know what causes tooth decay?
Oh, I do.
Well, okay. We'll go start here. Give your name.
I'm Chelsea, okay. And eating lots of sugar gives you tooth decay.
Okay. What else? Anybody else?
Not brushing your teeth.
What else?
If you don't floss and you leave food between your teeth, it'll decay.
That's good. Anybody else?
Drinking lots of pop.
That's right. How about anybody else? What gives you cavities?
Not getting a charter off your teeth.
Okay.
The dentist.
Gives you cavities?
No, you have to go to the dentist so your teeth don't decay.
That's right. I was going to say, no, we fix cavities. We don't do them. All right. How about, do you know anybody that avoids the dentist? You do?
Yeah. My mom.
Why do you think that is?
She hates the dentist.
Does she hate the dentist or going to the dentist?
Going to the dentist.
Do you know why?
Because she gets cavities. No. Okay, never mind.
Anybody else? Okay.
My dad hates going to the dentist because every time they go, there's a new thing wrong. And, like, well, he already has crooked teeth to begin with, so he just doesn't like to go and get reminded.
Adrian. Okay. Oh, Adrian?
My stepsister, because she doesn't brush her teeth, so then when she goes, it hurts.
So it actually hurts? It hurts when she goes? She said that it hurts? It hurts when she goes?
What?
She said that it hurts when she goes?
Like, when she goes, like, her teeth are, like, bad, and so they clean out her gums, and it hurts afterwards.
But she still goes, right?
Yeah, because her dad makes her.
Okay. Does her dad go?
What?
Does her dad go?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Anybody here afraid of the dentist? I see one. Okay. You're afraid of the dentist? How come?
Because I'm scared of sharp objects. Like
bobby pins and stuff?
No. Like the little scrapey things.
Okay, so the things to clean your teeth with? Have you ever had a bad experience besides a cleaning?
Yeah. One of the sharp, like, curvy, tooly thingies went through my cheek.
All the way through your cheek?
Yeah.
Wow. Must have been dirty, huh?
No, I don't know what he was doing, but... The dentist, like, hooked my mouth with it.
Wow, that's unfortunate. That's not supposed to happen. How about anybody have a story about a chipped tooth? Anybody chip a tooth? A chipped tooth? Nobody's chipped a tooth? Well, that's good.
I don't know how I chipped it, but they filed it down for me.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Oh, I don't know how I chipped my tooth, but they filed it down for me.
Really? They just thought they looked too much like fangs?
What? Mine was messed up because of my braces, and they filed it down for me, too.
So after your braces, they needed to smooth them a little bit? Did that hurt?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
I went through it because it was really bad.
Okay. See, I didn't think that would hurt, but it did, huh? What about wisdom teeth? Anybody had their wisdom teeth out? Anybody had their wisdom teeth out?
My dad. They're growing in and they hurt.
Your wisdom teeth are growing in and they hurt?
Very
really bad.
They hurt really bad back here, in, like, the back of my mouth. It's, like, the worst pain ever.
Really?
Yeah. I only have one.
My wisdom teeth are coming in. I was told to chew on a tea bag.
All right. Is that like being told to stand in the corner or something?
Huh?
Is that like being told to stand in the corner?
No, you chew on like a tea bag.
And it fixes it.
What? No, I'm just teasing it. Was it bleeding?
Oh, no, but they're poking through.
Okay. You know what she's talking about. Tea has tannic acid in it, and if you're bleeding and you don't have gauze, you bite on a tea bag. Take the staple out, you bite on a tea bag, it'll make it stop sooner. So, somebody else back there said that you are getting wisdom teeth or had them out?
Pulled out.
What?
I think I had them pulled out. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I don't know what they are.
Were you there?
I think they were for my braces. I had to get them out.
Oh, you know what that was? That was probably bicuspid teeth, right behind the corners?
Sure.
Right up behind the corners. Yeah. Yeah, you know why they did that? Anybody know why?
I didn't have room.
Yeah, so they take out the first bicuspids to make room. Do you guys think, in general, the cheerleaders take good care of their teeth?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Yes. Definitely.
Yes. Definitely.
They're always smiling.
I want to show them off.
Do you take care of the back ones or just the front ones?
Yeah, the back ones.
All of them.
Yeah.
They smile.
We have to.
Okay. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about dentistry? Since usually when you come to my office, I'm charging you, but now I'm doing it for free. So, anybody have any questions?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Is it true that if you leave a tooth open, like, and bacteria gets up in it, can that cause a root canal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have one of those?
No, that happened to me. My dentist left my tooth open for 10 minutes, then closed my tooth, and then my face went up like a baseball, and then I had to get a root canal done.
Oh, I think I was thinking of something else. Having the tooth open means they must have been taking decay out?
Yeah, they were fixing a little cavity, but then he left me and went and worked on someone else. Then he came back and sealed it, and then he told me when I came in to get all the gross stuff pushed out of my face that it was because he left my tooth open and bad stuff got in it.
No, that wouldn't happen. Not that fast.
Oh, I don't know, but that's what he said.
Okay.
I'll come to you.
Okay.
And if any of you guys have whitening dentures here, teeth?
Anybody have whitening?
Not by the dentist.
What?
I didn't get them by the dentist, but I have, like, strips and mouthwash. So.
White strips and whitening mouthwash? Is it working?
Yeah.
Shelby has trays. Smile. Well, that's good, yeah, and it gets the biting edge.
What?
It makes your teeth really sensitive.
The whitening does?
Yeah.
Sometimes your gums right after, sometimes they'll peel a little bit.
But that doesn't last very long, right?
No.
So does anybody think whitening is unsafe for your teeth?
I just use whitening toothpaste.
Yeah, my teeth are really sensitive.
so it hurts my teeth after I use it for so long.
Now, are you using white strips?
Like, yeah, white strips make my teeth hurt.
Are you able to get them on over the braces?
Oh, no. Like, before I had braces, I used them. I can't now, but I did.
Okay. Just wondered. I wasn't sure if you could. I didn't think you actually could. Why do you think people are afraid besides getting poked in the cheek? Is there any other reason people are afraid? Is it, it's like, you know why?
They don't want to be told that they're not taking care of themselves because they want to think that they're doing a good job.
So people don't like being kind of yelled at when they go?
Because it costs a lot.
Because of cost? Any other reason? A question?
Mm-hmm. Will whitening strips not correct teeth with bonding or caps on them?
That's correct. Whitening only changes the color of enamel, not the color of fillings or crowns.
Okay.
When you're smiling.
I enjoyed that interview, and in fact, we have a little bit more with the cheerleaders. They're so full of energy and lots of questions and just having such a great time. It's infectious to be around them. And I want everyone to know that this broadcast is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. You can also search on iTunes for my podcasts under the word Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. All right? So let's go ahead and listen to the rest of our interview with the Ashland High School Varsity and Junior Varsity Cheerleading Squads. Okay, you have a question?
What's it mean to get dry sockets after you get your wisdom teeth pulled?
That's a really good question. Does anybody know what a dry socket is?
I'm gonna suck it out.
No? Okay. What a dry socket is truly bare, dry bone that's exposed. So if you opened up your mouth and I looked in there, I'd be able to see and touch dry bone. Now, how do you get it? You get it if you lose the blood clot. So you've had extractions. Remember how there was a little blood? Remember when you had your teeth out? There was a little, you had a little blood clot in there. It was like little red dots. The hole fills in with blood. And the blood allows you to grow new bone. If you lose that blood clot, you can't grow new bone. And it just falls out and it gets all dry and ugly and sore. So it's very sore, very painful. Officially, it's known as septic socket, meaning it has bacteria in it, which is the opposite of aseptic. Okay? What?
So how do you prevent getting those?
How do you prevent getting a dry socket? Well, that's up to the person who does your surgery. There are a few things that they need to do. One is be kind to the tissue. Like, don't, you know, manipulate it too much. The other is, not that kind of kind. And the other is to make sure that there's bleeding. Because if a person's socket isn't bleeding and it doesn't fill up with blood, you'll get a dry socket. Okay? And some people that smoke, anybody smoke here? You probably...
No.
Good. Do you really? You really do?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, hopefully you won't admit it if you do. But smokers get dry sockets more often because the blood supply is compromised. So there's not as much blood flowing through the bone and it's easier to get a dry socket. So don't smoke. Okay? Wait a minute. Do you have a question first?
Yeah. Okay. What are the chances of teeth coming down that have been pulled if it's hereditary in your family that they don't come down, but your dentist is saying that they're ready to come down on their own, but they're still not?
So teeth that haven't erupted yet that you have a history of in your family where people had to have their teeth extracted because they didn't come down on their own, and your dentist is saying give it time because they'll be fine?
Yeah, because mine are ready to come down, but they're not.
As long as the x-ray shows that they're straight and that there's nothing in their way, there's no reason not to wait because it's the most natural thing. You can always have surgery, you know, but if you have surgery unnecessarily, there's the cost, there's the swelling, there's the pain and all that. So it's better just to take a wait and see attitude unless you really want surgery.
Okay, thank you.
Do you really want surgery?
Well, I want them to come down.
Yeah, because you're missing your cuspids, right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
And you don't have your cuspids yet? Were they crooked?
No, they're straight.
They're straight. They're just not coming. Nothing in the way?
Nope.
Okay. Well, eventually they, you know what? Eventually they can just uncover them. They're probably just underneath, right? They can uncover them. Just uncover the top and then put a little bracket on there and hook an elastic to it and hook an elastic to like your bottom. And every time you open your mouth, the elastic would pull that tooth down a little bit.
Ow.
It doesn't really hurt. It doesn't really hurt. Okay, let's see. A question over here. Who was it?
Is it true that you, like, grind your teeth when you're sleeping and you don't know it, or when you're stressful?
Yes, definitely. In fact, sometimes a brother or a sister or a spouse will come to us and say, can you take care of my brother or my sister because they're keeping me awake at night? And when you're stressed, you clench. You squeeze your teeth together and they squeak. Little kids do it, too.
That just happened to me. Like, I had to go to the dentist and everything because I have a stress muscle in the back of my jaw from clenching my teeth because I'm so stressed and stuff, so.
What are they going to do for you?
They put me on muscle relaxers. I have to take one every hour before I go to bed.
One at nighttime before bed? And that's so that you sleep more soundly, because have you ever seen those sleep studies of when people are dreaming? You know how sometimes you'll see like a little thing where they were studying a person sleeping, and they're like, they're turning around, they're crunched up in a little ball, and they turn over, they look like they're acting out a dream, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. And if you look at those films, you'll see they grimace, they make funny faces, like they're being chased by something, right?
Yeah.
She's nodding. It's like nodding up and down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? You guys have any? Oh, there's one.
Does everyone get wisdom teeth?
No. Actually, there was a time when everybody did. But now some people are born with none. Some people are born with one or two.
I have one.
I have four.
I have three wisdom teeth.
Anybody have five or six?
I have
three.
Three? Yeah.
Because you can actually have extra wisdom teeth also. We call them supernumeraries or paramolars.
Word. I learned the word. Supernumerary, or however you said it.
You just learned supernumerary?
I did, in school.
Good, good. That's good. Okay.
I have a baby tooth with no adult tooth under it. What'll happen to that? Will I just have baby tooth for the rest of my life, or will it like fall out?
Oh yeah.
If you take good care of it, it can last your whole life.
Okay. Yeah.
The only thing is you have to take really good care of it because it wasn't designed to stay. Let me see. Go ahead and open. I have to open. Okay, it's on your lower right. It's right there. That one. Okay. So yeah, we have people in their 50s and 60s that still have a baby tooth. So, anybody else? No. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank
really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck. I guess you already got an award or two, right?
Yeah.
What award did you guys get?
We got first place on our home dance for JV and varsity, and we got first place in fight song, and we've gotten all blue ribbons on our cheers.
And a gold one.
And a gold. And gold is way above blue, so we rocked
all
it.
All top ratings.
Yeah.
Good. Good. That must mean you have a good coach.
Yeah, our coach is amazing.
Good. What's your coach's name?
Denise Tuttle.
Denise Tuttle. They said you're amazing.
They better say that.
All right, the amazing Denise Tuttle. And what's your mascot? What's the...
The arrows.
The Ashland Arrows. All right. Very good. Well, thanks so much for your time. I know you guys have to go practice, cool off, eat, do something, right?
Yeah.
And have a great pizza party.
Yeah.
Do that cheer one more time.
Ready?
Five, six, seven.
A great interview. I had a good time doing, and it's time to go to a commercial break because we are running way behind.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for joining me this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. I got so wrapped up in the interviews that I realized I did not give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and I'm going to go ahead and give it, although there won't be time to actually take guesses today. So what I'm going to do, we're going to give out the question. You have a week to ponder your answer. Maybe send an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Send me your guesses, or you can wait and tune in next Sunday morning at 9 and call me with your guesses. The question is, what percent of dentists offer nitrous oxide oxygen sedation? All right. What percent of dental offices or dentists offer nitrous oxide oxygen sedation, which is actually also known as laughing gas? Okay. So send in your guesses, and we'll talk a little bit about that next week, because we also have some other statistics about, you know, what percent never offer it, what percent rarely offer it, those kinds of things. And that's according to a survey done June 15th of this year. All right, now, because we are behind, we do have to, unfortunately, go to another commercial break, but that's what pays the bills, so we'll be right back. All right, so we ran a little late today with our interviews, and so we have just a couple minutes to wrap things up. It's 9:56 and a half in the morning here on Sunday. Go out and enjoy the beautiful day later on. Remember that the golf outing is August 15th, and I forgot to mention that if you would like to golf with us, call 262-9588, ask for either Judith or Kelly, and they will be happy to get you signed up. You can also go to my website, and there's a form that you can download, a registration form, which you can fill out and send in with a check. That's drkavitko.com. And so I think that... we had some very good questions, and I think what I took from this is that it's very easy for people to have a misunderstanding. I was listening to the one girl who said that her dentist told her because her tooth was open for the 10 minutes that he left the room that that's why she needed a root canal. Pretty darn sure that's not what he said, because that doesn't happen. All I can think of is he realized that the decay had gone into the nerve and hadn't yet told her, and she kind of maybe assumed that that meant because he was out of the room for 8 or 10 minutes. So we do our best to communicate, and in fact, I have a presentation on communication in the dental office, But even though I give a lecture about it, I still realize that on a daily basis, it's very, very difficult for us to understand what was said, what we meant by what we said, and what was heard. So I'm going to continue working on that, and I think that this show is a great way for us to communicate to you, for me to communicate to you, the kinds of things that are going on in your mouth and that go on in the dental office. So please tune in next Sunday morning at 9. We'll be back with another interesting show. Thanks so much. Have a great day.